You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And we are in studio this evening with one of my favorite guests, probably the person that already holds the record for most appearances on Conducting Conversation. That is Amy Turner. She is the artistic director for Theater by the Sea.
That's right, Mike. Thanks for having us.
It's great to see you here again. And it's also part of the Ocean State Theater Company group, which we'll be talking about later.
Mm-hmm.
And you've brought with you this evening a guest, and his name is David Grapes, and he is the creator of the first show that's opening this season at Theater by the Sea, and the show is called My Way. Welcome, David.
I'm glad to be here.
Nice to have you with us. We're going to get the opportunity to find out a lot of things about the show My Way, obviously, since David is the creator, and you're also here acting as the director of the show, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Amy, anything you want to tell us about David before we start?
I will just say that we are thrilled to have David heading up this production. There's no one that knows the show better than he does. He's going to have some great stories for you in this next hour.
That's great. David, let's start a little bit about your background and where are you from originally? You're obviously not a Rhode Islander.
No, I'm originally from West Virginia.
Okay, well, everyone has to be from somewhere.
That's right. Amy and I were just discussing that most people from West Virginia eventually leave West Virginia.
It is actually a beautiful spot. I've had the chance to perform there several times.
It's a great area. Not where I lived. It's not so beautiful. I lived on the Ohio River, which is sort of in the industrial part of West Virginia. So there are many beautiful parts of West Virginia, but not where I lived.
Okay. Well, from West Virginia, you went to school there?
Well, I did. I went as an undergraduate to a small college in West Virginia. And then I got my master's of fine arts from the University of North Carolina at Greensboro.
Okay. And then that led to, obviously, in fine arts, finding out things about music. Did you go into music? Did you study
music? Well, I've always been a musician. I actually played in rock and roll bands from the time I was 16 years old. So mm-hmm. I played all the way through college and eventually had to give it up because of my rehearsals. But I still play occasionally and I still have a trap set. So I still... I still bang the drums every once in a while.
A drummer. You don't look like your average drummer. They usually look disinterested, and you look very interesting. So we'll find out more about that. You mentioned your theater, getting into theater. That was in college, pretty much. That you?
I did. I started primarily in college, and then continued through. I originally went to school to be a lawyer. And that didn't last very long. So I found my way into the theater and never escaped.
Okay, and then theater, you were acting or behind the scenes?
Well, I started out, as most people do, as an actor, and then eventually became a director and producer, and then playwriting and the creation of shows actually came very late. That was about 10 years ago.
Okay, and the show My Way, tell us about how that got started.
Well, I actually got the inspiration the very day that Frank Sinatra died. I've always been a fan, and I was at a theater that did small musicals in a small space, and I needed a production that I could have a small cast and an onstage band. And I was watching the tributes on CNN the day that Sinatra died, and they showed a number of clips that I had never seen before of him filmed live. Recording sessions at the BBC in London when he was obviously in concert there. Mm-hmm. And they were very theatrical in nature. And I thought, wow, that could be the beginnings of a show. So I called a friend of mine, Todd Olson, who was a former student of mine where I had taught at Tarkio College. And we began a process of creating the show and putting it together. And it literally started that day in May.
Wow. Okay. A great start. We're going to have the opportunity to listen to many of Sinatra's famous songs and a couple that aren't quite so famous that David has brought with him. Let me just turn to Amy for a moment. And Amy, tell us about when the show is opening, because this opens up your new season, right?
It does, yeah. It opens. We start our preview on Wednesday, which is the 27th, and the 28th is our second day of previews. And we open on May 29th. It runs through June 14th.
Oh, so we're on top of it.
We
here.
Are right ready to go.
Ready to go. Can't wait for another exciting Theater by the Sea season, and it's a great spot. I know we've talked about that a lot, but we want to make sure that anybody that's listening to the show for the first time, if you haven't been to Theater by the Sea yet, it is definitely, definitely something you should be doing this year, and you have lots of opportunities because you have four major shows coming in this year.
We do, and this is a great start to our season.
Okay, so let's get to the first tune, which you've selected, and David, tell us about Fly Me to the Moon.
Well, it's just a great song, and it's got a great arrangement in the show, and it's a song that Sinatra sang for many, many years. He included it in concerts for practically, you know, his entire recording career. So it's just a great song. It's been recorded by lots of others. You know, Tony Bennett has a famous version of Fly Me to the Moon, but there is just something about the way Sinatra swings this tune.
All right, we'll listen to that and be back with more about My Way.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words,
I guess we should make it clear, and maybe Amy, you want to respond to this, that this is not obviously Frank Sinatra or impersonations of Frank Sinatra in this show, correct?
That's very correct. I know it's one of the things that drew me to the piece, and one of the original conceptions that David and Todd had is that it was not going to be an impersonation. I don't think anyone will argue the fact there's only one Sinatra. We can't get him.
that would sell a lot of tickets if you could.
It sure would, and be quite a coup. I think that might make it on CNN, in fact.
More than that.
Yeah, but the show is really structured to celebrate the music, the musicality of Frank and the music that he recorded. And in fact, there are four actors that are in the piece. There are two women as well as two men, and they kind of all collectively embrace this wonderful celebration of the essence of Frank, if you will, the cool and the artistic qualities that he had.
Now, David, for those of people that are not familiar with the show, would this be kind of in the flavor of, I'm trying to relate to something else that Theater by the Sea has done recently, maybe an Ain't Misbehaving, where it's like a tribute to Fats Waller type of thing?
It does have some similarities. We have a little bit more dialogue, perhaps, than is in Ain't Misbehaving. And the songs are structured a little bit differently. There's a little more sheer number of songs. The songs in Ain't Misbehaving tend to be a little more complete. Mm-hmm. But it is similar. It's a great sort of evening of music and entertainment, and it's very romantic. It's a holder, as we like to say.
Great. Well, I guess that segues nicely into the next piece that you brought with us, and because we can look forward to the show saying that the best is yet to come, right? Anything you want to tell us about that song?
No, it's just a great song, and you're going to hear a female version of the song, which will give you an idea of what the flavor of the piece is in My Way.
And the female version comes from a previous show that you've done?
No, it's a recording of Nancy Wilson.
Oh, okay. So, all right, here we go with The Best Is Yet to Come.
Out on the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything's starting to hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. Is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come. Come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain the cup dry. Wait till your child.
Amy, now that we're in the mood with all this great music, tell everybody how they can get tickets to My Way.
Well, the easiest way, because you can go 24 hours a day, is to the website, which is very easy to remember, theaterbythesea.com. Our box office is open every day. And if people want to stop by the theater, they can stroll through the gardens, enjoy hearing the waves crashing in the background, or of course they can call the box office. And that number is 401-782-TKTS, which is 8587. So we try and make it as convenient as possible.
They can even at certain times walk right up and buy the tickets right there at the box office.
Yeah, the window is open 10 to 4 Monday through Saturday.
That's great. Let's get back to Sinatra and some of the details about David. You mentioned that the inspiration came to you after or at his death, mm-hmm. and seeing some of that on television. And what kind of interesting things did you start to find out when you researched this?
Well, I guess the first realization was how much music there was. I mean, I knew that he recorded, lots of songs, but I had no idea that the sheer volume for so long. And, of course, I had never really listened to some of the big band recordings. So, I sort of rediscovered all of the Tommy Dorsey, Harry James, all that sort of early music that he sang. I was also struck by the sheer sort of diversity of what he sang. You know, he was sort of most famous for the ballads and that type of music, but he sang show tunes. I mean, he loved singing Old Man River, and sang Old Man River multiple times, and it was always one of the staples of his sort of concerts. So I guess that was the biggest discovery, was how much music and how much variety there was, and what a difficult task it was going to be to sort of choose what we were going to include.
Now, for the relative casual Frank Sinatra fan, I mean, I don't think I'm an addict or anything, but I obviously really enjoyed his music and his performances. We kind of think back to that if you're over the age of 50 and could remember, that to me, he had like three careers almost. It was the early career that went into the big bands and so forth, and then there was the career in the 50s, and then the semi-retirement, and then back again, right?
Right. I think that's correct. And it's really interesting because that middle career was really due to the fact of he met up with Nelson Riddle. And Nelson Riddle is the one who took him into what we would call the swing period, which were those great arrangements where Frank would kind of sit in the pocket and just kind of sing all around the melody. And that's really different than what he sort of did early in his career. He was very much sort of an established big band singer, and he sang in that style. Mm-hmm. But Nelson Riddle really brought out freedom for him.
Then,
of course, with Nelson Riddle, kind of in that same period, he started singing with the Count Basie Big Band. And, you know, it took his career in a much different direction. And then, as you say, later on, he sort of became this lion in winter would do these huge concerts. I mean, you know, you have to think about a man who was in his 70s and 80s being able to fill a stadium and have 50, 60,000 people come.
Absolutely. And command the kind of pricing that he did command. And it's a great thing. We're going to go now to I'll Be Seeing You, which I have to say is one of my favorites. And anything you want to tell us before we listen to this?
Well, just a great song from his war years. And he was probably the biggest singer of this time. And this was around the time that he starred at the Paramount Theater and created a riot where there were 40,000 girls outside in Times Square.
Oh, man.
Those were the good old days.
You know?
I'm sure it does.
All right. We're going to listen to I'll Be Seeing You. And is this done in male voice before I?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, we'll listen to I'll Be Seeing You. And then we're going to take a short break and be back with more of Theater by the Sea and their upcoming performance of My Way.
Don't you hate these singers who take a tender, poignant love song and shoot it full of adrenaline? But what was a poor young apprentice vocalist to do the day the TD said, "Swing it, Buster, you swing it"? That's because Mr. Tommy knew what he was doing. Keeping up with rhythm jobs like this is what gave me that yawn, cautious, lean, and hungry look in those days.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. And I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, I'll be seeing you. Yes, I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day,
In everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I will find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. Yes, I will dig you in the early bright, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. I'll be looking, but I'll be seeing you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations and talking with Amy Turner from Theater by the Sea, and she's brought along David Grapes, who is the creator of the first show that is coming to the theater this season. That's called My Way, and we've been listening to some great tunes that were made popular by Frank Sinatra, or that he certainly sang, and we do want to emphasize that this really is all about the music, right, Amy? And not so much, I mean, yes, it's a tribute to Frank Sinatra because that's what it's based around, but the music itself, and there's no way an impersonation, as we mentioned earlier, right?
Absolutely. I think for me, what I was drawn to with this particular piece is, I can't say I'm a huge fan of Frank. I love his artistry, but I'm such a huge fan of really well-written songs, and they've been put together in a way, you know, thanks to David and Todd, that it really is a celebration of this volume of music, and it spans different styles and it spans different decades. But, you know, you hear so many people saying, oh, they just don't write them like they used to. Well, guess what? These are those songs, and it's 56 of them, in fact. So
56 in the show?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that right, David?
Well, there's actually 57, because we when I do the show, we do an extra song. So
is that a surprise?
Yeah. See, that
we'll
was,
keep
you
that
let
one
the
a
cat
surprise.
Out of the bag, all right. 57 songs, and I heard you a couple times, Amy, mentioning Todd. David, who is Todd?
Todd Olson. He's my partner, and we've written a number of shows together. Todd's actually currently the producing artistic director at American Stage in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, okay.
And he's my partner in the operation, and he's a former student. When I was teaching at Tarkio College, he actually started as my undergraduate theater student, and
okay.
That relationship has developed, and we're now partners.
Great. All right. And that's bringing us this great show, which I quite frankly can't wait to see. And with all this great music, 57 songs, like as in Heinz varieties.
So that's now a good way to remember.
See, now you can remember that, Amy. All right. This next one, I guess, would have to be probably, I don't know, if I guess if you took a survey of people, again, I'll say over the age of 50 or so, and said, name me a Frank Sinatra song. The first song that might come into the head might be this one, you think? You agree with that?
It could be. It was one of his very early and very biggest hits, and he's very much associated with this song.
And this is called All the Way.
Correct.
And we'll listen to that now. And who is singing this when we hear this one?
I think everything else we brought today is Frank.
Okay, so we'll be actually listening to Frank sing these songs, but he won't be on the stage at Theater by the Sea.
No.
Okay, here we go with All the Way.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. Taller than the tallest.
That's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes, if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you all the way. Through the good or lean years, and for all the in-between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. All the way. So if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way.
Now, as we've been talking about Frank Sinatra hits and his background and so forth, one of the things, most of the songs we're going to listen to today are fairly well known, but this next one, I have to admit, I've never heard this. Tell us why you selected this and or what it's about.
Well, I really wanted to include some songs that people would not be familiar with on purpose. So we really liked his recordings with Carlos Jobim. And people who watch television may remember these because there was a couple of specials that he did with Carlos Jobim where he was a guitar player and a singer. And he's sitting there with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. Frank is also smoking. And the two of them are singing these great Latin songs and what would become the bossa nova. So this is a song from that period, Frank's sort of bossa nova period, with Carlos Jobim, and it's called Gingy.
Gingy. Yep. All right, we'll give it a listen.
Sky, so vast is the sky, with faraway clouds just wandering by. Where do they go? Oh, I don't know, don't know. Wind that speaks to the leaves, telling stories that no one believes. Stories of love belong to you and to me. If I only had words, I would say all the beautiful things that I see when you're with me, oh my Gingy. Oh Gingy, like the song of the wind in the trees, that's how my heart is singing, Gingy, happy Gingy, when you're with me. I love you more each day, yes I do,
that let you go away if you take me with you? Don't you know, Gingy, I'd be running, searching for you like a river that can't find the sea. That would be me without you, my Gingy.
David, off air, we were talking a few minutes ago about the moods of Frank and the different styles. And every time he sang a song, it would, in essence, it would be a different song.
Right.
And that's attributed to just, I guess, if you were a normal performer and performing with a band, you'd have to be pretty much, that's the way it is, and rehearse it that way. But not with him, right?
No, he was very spontaneous. In fact, he did not rehearse. Almost ever. I mean, he wouldn't rehearse in television. He would not rehearse in films. He would not rehearse but sketchily with the band. They called him One Take Frank. And how it came out, it came out. And he was a very volatile personality. And probably today we would be treating him with some sort of antidepressant drugs.
Hmm.
But at the time, of course, it was just part of his personality. But he had really powerful and strong mood swings, and that affected his music and how he sang.
And that was part of, I guess, stardom and what made him a big star, and the ability to go ahead and do that because right. He was so huge. I would think the next song would be one of the biggies in the show, if you will, New York, New York.
It is, and it's sort of the one of the wonderful theatrical moments of the piece.
All right, we'll listen to New York, New York, then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations.
New York, New York,
New York, New York,
New York, New York,
it's a wonderful time.
One day here and not another minute, see the famous sight.
We'll find the romance and danger waiting in it beneath the Broadway lights.
But we've hair on our chest, so what we like the best of the night.
Oh! New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
Famous places to visit are so many, and so the guidebooks say. I told my grandpa I wouldn't miss on any. We got just one day, gotta see the whole town, right from Yonkers on down to the bay, in just one day.
New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
The people people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations and having another great night talking about performance coming up at Theater by the Sea, coming up very soon, this week as a matter of fact. Previews start Wednesday night, and Amy Turner is here once again telling us about shows that are going to be going all year long, and we'll have a chance for Amy to come back several times this season. And we'll talk about all the shows, but right now we're talking about My Way, and tell us a little bit about the cast, Amy.
We're really thrilled to have four beautiful musicians and lovely entertainers. John Fredo is in the show, and he actually was part of the original cast back when David created it. So he's a wealth of history and brings performance. A young lady, Casey Aaron Clark, as well as Karen Jeffries, are two women in the piece. They're both fantastic singers, great musicians. And the fourth actor, the gentleman Jason Watson, is also up here for his first time. We did find, I guess, two out of the four from New York. And then I would be very remiss if I didn't say that John C. Brown is our musical director. He also has a history with this piece, having musical directed it several times. It's a three-piece jazz band on the stage, so we have a gorgeous baby grand piano donated from Piano Galleries of Rhode Island.
One of your sponsors, right?
They are one of our sponsors. Couldn't be more thrilled with this really sexy piano, let me just tell you. And John gets to sit behind it, right in the center stage. And
so in full view of the audience,
absolutely,
obviously.
And mm-hmm. We have a fantastic stand-up bass and drummer as well. But John C, as we like to call him, he's just glorious. He's such a fantastic piano player and adds a lot to the piece.
Great. Well, it sounds like you've done a great job in getting the cast and getting this all organized. And David, this next song, tell us about Luck Be a Lady.
Well, Luck Be a Lady, you will not hear in the show, because Luck Be a Lady was the one song that I could not get the rights to, because the Frank Lesser estate, which controls the rights, didn't want the song sung outside, theatrically outside of Guys and Dolls.
Oh.
And it was one of Frank's favorite songs, and he sang it not only in the movie, but recorded it multiple times, sang it a lot in concert. And it was a great disappointment for me that we were not able to get it and put it in the show. But I'm not giving up hope. Every year I send them a letter saying, have you changed your mind?
Maybe we could start a write-in campaign.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, we could do that.
But we brought it for you and your audience.
Yeah. All right, let's listen to Luck Be a Lady tonight.
Be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice.
a lady. Fuck, be a lady.
Amy, we're having a great evening listening to some terrific music, and one of the things that's very, I guess, gratifying for me is to know that Theater by the Sea is really, really doing a great job. Last year with the shows it brought in, and again this year with the ones that you have slated to come in, starting with My Way. Tell us about the other three major productions that are happening.
Well, for me, the exciting thing, we spoke a little bit about this last time that I was here, is as we go into the 76th year since it opened, originally, we have four premieres. In other words, these are all four shows that have never been seen on the Theater by the Sea stage. Mm-hmm. We're thrilled to start with My Way and grateful to David for bringing that in. And then we go to Crazy for You for all of our dance fans. It's a fantastic, fun, very funny Gershwin piece. And then we do Peter Pan with my favorite villain of all time, Captain Hook, and of course, Flying in the Barn. And then we're going to close with Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which is just a fantastically contemporary, definitely musical comedy, very sassy piece.
Okay. And we'll give you the email address and phone numbers in the next segment, just so if you want to get a pencil to write them down, you can do that. In the meantime, you know that if you ever have any questions, you can email the station to WCRI@classical959.com, and we'll be happy to try to answer any questions. And David, back to you now on some of the music. We have two more, or maybe three if we can squeeze it in, but two more songs definitely for our audience this evening. This next one is called Nice and Easy.
Yeah, we chose this one for you because the show is very romantic in feel, and it's very sort of, again, a show about the romance and the creation of romance. And Frank was very interested, as you probably know, in romance.
Mm-hmm. On several occasions.
On several occasions. So we thought this would be a nice. we thought this would be a nice song to sort of let everybody hear.
All right, we'll listen to Nice and Easy.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall. Make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. Along the way, the problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it.
nice and easy, does it every time. Like the man says one more time. Nice and easy, does it. Nice and easy, does it. Nice and easy, does it every time.
Well, I mean, this is one of those shows we probably could have split in two parts because there's so much great music. And David, we want to thank you so much for coming in and your work to put together My Way. And the fact that it's coming to theater is exciting for a lot of people in this area. Can't wait to see it. And Amy, thank you again, as always, for coming in and bringing this this great artistic piece of Rhode Island and southeastern New England to our audience. I mean, it's great to have Theater by the Sea and the Ocean State Theater Company, which is a nonprofit organization. And if people want to find out more about the Ocean State Theater Company or even how they can donate, they can do that too, because it is a nonprofit organization.
Yep, and all kinds of information on the website.
And the website is?
Theaterbythesea.com.
All right. And if they'd like tickets, they can call what phone number?
401-782-TKTS, which is 8587.
All right, great. And David, one last song, which I guess this really is the biggie, right?
This is the anthem.
This is the anthem.
Yeah, this song has become a huge a hit, not only, of course, was for Sinatra, but also now has become the most popular song at all funerals.
That's an interesting thought. I never thought about that, but I guess it fits. So we'll close, and thank you once again for being here, David.
My pleasure.
And thank you, Amy. And we'll close My Way.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.